Thanks, Gabriella. Please do take your seats. So we're going to go on a journey as we kind of think about this story and Easter and what it is and what it means. If anybody wants to come with me on the journey, any of the children want to accompany me, they're very welcome to do so. But we're going to start just by walking along this way, because what happens is Jesus, of course, at Christmas, we remember Jesus comes to earth. And there's this remarkable story around Jesus, but only a few people get to hear about that. And then Jesus seems to disappear from view, seems to sort of wander off stage a little bit. And you're all thinking, oh my goodness, what's happening? And Bob is panicked by me walking past the speaker. But Jesus seemed to sort of disappear from view for about 30 years, okay? And then suddenly he reappears again. And what he says is he goes around and he says to people, come and follow me. Did you want to follow me? Are you going to follow with me? Is that okay? That's cool. Thank you so much. Sorry, you don't have to go behind me. I mean, you can walk in front. That's fine. Okay. So he says, oh, by the way, if you're watching this at home online, I do apologize. We are still here. And the microphone is misbehaved. So what happens is they follow him. Do you know any of the stuff that happens when they're following Jesus? What does Jesus do? Does he do anything? Mm-hmm. Go on. What does he do? A miracle. Can you think of a miracle Jesus did?
Turn
something into water. Walked on water.
Calmed
the water. It was a lot of water, wasn't it? He walked on water. He calmed the water. And was there anything else he did with water?
Water wine.
Yes. Water wine. That is the Prayseed version of that miracle. Water wine. Now on, that's how it would be known. Okay, that's cool. So he did a load of miracles, and what he did was he taught all those followers about himself and who he was. And he said about himself, what did Jesus say about himself? Do you know anything he said about himself? Can you remember any things he said? Was there anything he said about, did he say any I am things? Did he say, I am a small chameleon? No. Okay, go on. He said he was a king. Yeah, yeah, he did say that. Yeah. Okay, anything else he said? Can anyone want to help them out? Anyone at this end? Anyone know? I am a good shepherd. There's a clue in the church. Yes, that's a very good one. Well done. That was our family worker. Notice that. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. In other words, I'm the one who satisfies every hunger that you have. Really? Ooh. That sounds good, doesn't it? And on an occasion, Jesus was with some hungry people and he took 5 loaves and 2 fish and...
Do you know that story?
Do you know that story? That's cool. What happens in that story?
Go on,
hold on. Go on, Jim.
He made them into
lots. How many people? Do you remember, Jemima, how many people it was? 5,000 people. Keep coming this way. 5,000 people. Good morning. 5,000 people he fed on one occasion. That's extraordinary, isn't it? So all these people are like, really? Do you think they're like going, oh, this is a bit dull. I don't want to be with Jesus. Or do you think they're going, wow, this is cool?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good expression. We just had a kind of, wow. That's a really good wow. Okay. Wow, really cool. And Jesus has said about, we'll come down here a bit. Jesus has said a little bit about how he was a king and he did miracles and he made people well and he raised the dead and it was just the most amazing experience. And the disciples followed Jesus for 3 years. Now, to be a disciple in those days, do you think it was like you turn up when you want to, do what you like, or do you think there might have been something? Well, it was a bit different. What do you think? They followed Jesus. They gave up everything to follow him. That's cool, isn't it? Even their money. They gave up their money to follow him. Yeah, I know. I mean, is that the most important thing, Harry? Money?
No.
Yes. No. No. They gave up their favorite TV program. They gave up their favorite social media. They gave up their mobile phones. Oh, sorry, there weren't electronics. Oh, silly me. Did they give up their food? Well, in some ways, they did sometimes, because they gave up their food, but Jesus did miracles at times and made stuff for them, didn't they? But how did it end? How did the story end? There's a bit of a clue here. Come up here. Come up here with me. There's a bit of a clue. Because there's something above our heads.
Oh, a cross.
A cross.
He died on the cross.
Uh-oh.
To free all our sins.
Well, here's the thing, you see, isn't it? Because they'd followed Jesus for 3 years, and they didn't quite understand what this meant. And it was a literal dead end. This means dead end.
Oh.
You can't go through.
That's why it says no.
Yeah, no through rage. Can't go through it. And that's why it's onto the cross.
I think I know why. Because Jesus died on that cross.
Because Jesus died on the cross. And to the people at the time...
The people who killed him were like, hey, you're king, so hit your crown.
They weren't very nice, were they? No.
They
I'm not sure it was quite exactly like that, but it was very similar. So they did give him a crown, but they gave him a crown as like a, because they were being mean about it. They didn't really believe he was a king. And there's a little crown of thorns up there, there is. And for them at the time, just imagine for a moment how that feels like a dead end. And some of us know what dead ends are like. Some dead ends that we experience are kind of, you know, not really all that significant, are they? We might, for instance, I don't know, we go to take a glass out the cupboard at home and it bounces off the side, smashes on the floor. And we might maybe get cross at that for our clumsiness. And that's a dead end, isn't it? There's no going back from that. There's other things, like a number of people have pointed out a football match that took place last night about which I do not care. Okay, I'm an Arsenal supporter and my team lost last night. That is a dead end, by the way. We are out of the cup, okay? We are out of that cup, okay? But, and it could not happen to a nicer team, could it? But there's another team, hold on just a second, there's another team who are not out of the cup. Now those sorts of dead ends are like, oh, you know, I mean, is this life-changing? To some people, maybe, but you have to go in the context of the whole of the universe. Is this life-changing? Maybe not really. But there are some dead ends. Can you think of a dead end?
In a maze where it just
has no way out. Well, it feels like that, doesn't it? It feels like they've gone into a maze and they cannot find a way out. They cannot find a way through. And for some of us, we have moments like that, whether those are career moments, whether those are life-changing moments, like a diagnosis, or someone that we love dies. And it feels like there's just no way through. And for some of us, we may be in moments like these now, where we go, I feel there's no way through. A number of people said to me this morning, after this morning service, there are dead ends in my life at the moment, things that I can't find a way through. But the extraordinary thing about Jesus, what happens to Jesus a couple of days later? Does he stay on the cross?
No.
You know, don't you? What happens? Do you remember?
He goes into the tomb. Right?
He goes into the tomb, and then what happens afterwards? Hold on. Let JC speak. Go on. What happens afterwards? Does he?
He comes back alive.
He comes back alive. So the no through road... which one of you feels strong? Do you feel strong? Hannah, we'll let JC feel strong. Could you? What would you do to this if it didn't? We didn't need it anymore. What do you think you might do? Oh, go on, Anakin. And again. Go on, and again. Right, all of you join in. That's it. Tear it all up into little pieces. Wow. Do you know, it says when Jesus died on the cross when he came back to life again, he did destroy all the sin and he led all of his enemies in captivity like a train. In other words, there was this victory procession like this, kind of going, actually, we don't care.
To be Jesus in the tomb in my bed.
Fantastic. Could you, Harriet, you get on the end of that and you help me pull it. And we're going to pull it out of the way. Pull towards you. That's it. Keep going. You see, when Jesus came out of the tomb, when he rose from the dead, he made a way. He transformed things. Right, you two grab on this one. We're going to push it this way. Push it towards me. Push it towards me. That's it. That's good. He made a way. He made a way. He made a way in which children can have an opportunity to laugh and to have fun. He made a way into the colour, whether it's the colour of the flowers or the window, but he made a way into life. And Jesus has that ability to transform dead ends today, because his resurrection gives us hope. It gives us hope for this life, and it gives us hope for life beyond. The Bible is really clear about how hopeless life is. If we have no hope but for this life, then this life better be good. And if it's not good enough, how does that make us feel? But actually, God is for this life and for forever. He offers us something beyond, and he invites us all in. And he invites us all, whatever age, whatever size, and whether with chameleons on our head or not, he invites us all in. To come and be part of this party, this good news, this life that he gives us. If you are struggling with dead ends this morning, I want to encourage you to take an opportunity to get somebody to pray for you this morning. If you can't find anybody else, I should be around for a few moments. Andy will be here at the end. And there are other members of the church who would be happy to pray for you. Find somebody to just pray for you, that you might know the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, and that transformation from dead ends into life for now and for forever. God has the ability to change the worst day in human history and to make it the best news that we could hear. That's why we call it Good Friday, and that's why we celebrate Easter Sunday. Now, could you help me with one more thing? We have to say, Alleluia, he is risen, together very loud, and then something happens. Okay, Alleluia, he is risen. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Alleluia, Alleluia, he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You see, you're very good at this. This is brilliant. Right, give this team Awesome a huge round of applause. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are the God who brings light into darkness. You are the God who brings life even out of death. And we pray we might know your new dawn in our lives today, that we might know that transforming power of the resurrection, the God who came and gave his life for us, who died, has risen again. And there is life and hope and future for each and every one of us. May we believe and step into that and receive it today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks, Matt.